7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the benefits of listening to this program with Richie and Roberta, who's not here at the moment, but Jennifer's here, and also Chef Louis DeAngelis, is we have these folks involved in the program that have all kinds of expertise, things that will lead you into thinking about stuff that you do every day, perhaps in a different way. That's why Louis is here. He helps a lot of restaurants in the southeastern part of our country better their fare, literally and figuratively. He's a fixer, has lots of great ideas, and likes to share them with you here. The amazing thing is that we have so many great things at our fingertips, and oftentimes we don't take advantage of them. Instead, we opt for things like this week, Louis. You saw the story, especially important to people who have children in school. We have the story at DougSteffen.com. In fact, our poll today reflects the interest in this story that first came to light here a couple of days ago. You know the old expression, Clara Peller used to go around, "Where's the beef?" So the National School Lunch Program this week quietly announced that they had bought millions of pounds.
Is that seven right? Of them.
Tons.
Where's the beef?
Of this pink slime that McDonald's said they wouldn't use. Wendy's said they wouldn't use it. Taco Bell said no. Anybody running even these...
They said they wouldn't use it anymore.
Yeah, they used it before.
Right.
So now that they can't sell it to McDonald's, the United States government buys it to be used in the school lunch program. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, do your children take their lunch to school or do they buy lunch there? A, they usually take their lunch. B, they usually buy their lunch. C, sometimes they take it, sometimes they buy it. D, after seeing what's in the school lunches, they'll be bringing theirs from now on. So is there any way to make something good out of this?
Out of pink slime?
take the pink slime and cook it and cook it and cook it some more. It isn't hamburger. It's the leftover gristle and garbage.
There's no beef to it. There's no value to it either.
That's what the guy on the news was saying last night, that it will fill you up. It'll make you feel full, but there's no real nutritional value because your body needs protein from the muscle tissue of beef.
Well, so how about if
it's
I put some of my hemp cheese in
it? It's not even fat. It's nothing.
No,
yeah. it's just filler.
And Jennifer has an interesting addendum to this with regard to the what you're buying when you go to the grocery stores, Jen.
Yeah. They were saying that they went to 10 of the top supermarkets, so all the top 10 grocers, and they asked if pink slime was in their meat. And only 4 of them responded and said that there was no pink slime, and that was Costco and Publix, and I think maybe Harris Teeter, I'm not sure, but look it up online. You can Google it. The only way that you can ensure that you're not getting pink slime is if you buy meat with on the package that says USDA organic.
No, actually, they've changed that. They have a big blob of slime with an orange, with a circle around it and a line through it.
Right.
That's the new label.
But also, do you think that, here's what I was wondering, because now, Doug, you've made me suspicious of everybody being with you on the show. But do you think that this
is all... I've accomplished my goal! Hooray!
Well, do you think that this is a big plot? Because what jumps in my mind is, obviously, the beef people are in the back pocket of the politicians, which is why they bought all this food
and
to begin with.
Right.
But do you think these news stories are out about pink slime now on purpose because they want you to have to pay more to buy the USDA organic beef? Because you know that's going to be double or triple the price of the pink slime beef.
Louis?
Anybody?
I don't think they think that far in advance. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, I
disagree with that. I think they think it far.
Yeah, I think profit.
If you look at, I just was talking a few minutes ago, Louis, about the, and I actually have done it 3 or 4 times this week because it's becoming more and more obvious to people as they look at who's in these places in the government to make these kind of decisions, guaranteed as I sit here, somebody at the USDA who made this decision or influenced the decision worked for the Beef Producers Association, either that or they worked for Hormel or Swift or whoever the company is now that's doing the beef processing. They don't want to eat 7 million pounds of garbage. They don't want to throw it in a landfill. What would happen to this, actually, if it wasn't used, this is how insidious this is, how sick it is. The dairy feed outfits would take this stuff, dry it out, mix it in grain, and feed it back to the cows. That's what they all, if this stuff didn't get bought by the school lunch program,
you know,
they'd
what
have to take
for?
A discount, they'd dry it out,
right.
They'd grind it up some more, and put it in with grain and feed it back to the cows.
They said that's exactly right. Pink slime, before they used to put it in ground meat, would only be allowed to be used, because it was unsafe for humans at that time, to be used in oil and in dog food, in cat food.
Right. And then they started soaking it in ammonia to make
it
safe
for us. And then with the ammonia spritz, now they're saying, oh, it's perfectly safe for humans.
I found the grocery stores.
What'd you say, Louis?
That ammonia process is what turns it pink like that. Because if you look at corned beef, which everybody's going to be buying in the near future for St. Patrick's Day, it's got that pinkish color like bologna. Yeah. And that's the process that they use. And that's
a preservative. It's a preservative. That's why.
That's all it is.
Yeah, right.
Ammoniated chloride.
Yeah.
And all it does is it turns the meat pink. And in this case, it turns the gristle and all the connective tissue pink. And it's just like when you buy those non-refrigerated little containers of chili or meat pasta with little meat sauce. If you look at the ingredients, it says beef bits a lot of times. And all that is hardened flour in little tiny bits flavored with beef broth. And that's what they call
it. So gross. Lucy, what did you start to say?
Well, I found the article that Jennifer was talking about. ABC News emailed the top 10 grocery chains in the country, and only Publix, Costco, HEB, don't know who they are, and Whole Foods responded saying that they do not use pink slime. No word yet from the rest. So they just didn't respond. And she's right. Jennifer's right. The only way you can say that it doesn't have it is if it says USDA organic.
So, we've talked about this before in the past, and Doug, you remember, I've gone over it a million times. Buy your own meat. Buy a $20 grounder, machine to grind your meat, a little grinder that hooks up to your tabletop. And when you buy meat on sale, number one, you're buying it cheaper than buying their brand of stuff.
I thought about you, Louie, because you have always preached grinding your own meat, and I thought about you while I watched this story last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
There is this
only
is
way.
All this does is drive more people. This is how foolish these supermarkets are, and the processors themselves. All they do with this, you can't hide these things anymore. Any more than you can hide the connection between those people who are in politics and big business. You can't hide anything anymore with the new media. So all these people are doing by taking these actions is sending more people to the locavore movement. More people to do, if you want to eat beef, you do what Louis just suggested. You want to eat fresh veggies, you want to have my milk, whatever it is. This is what these, I'm happy about this because they're screwing themselves over.
You know who started all this?
Arrogance. Who started all of it?
Yeah.
I don't know what that question
in the UK,
means.
In the UK, they outlawed pink slime years ago. And Jamie Oliver, the celebrity chef who is from Britain, who does a show here in the States, found that McDonald's was using pink slime in their burger and went after them, and they decided to take it out, and then boom, it went viral from there.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually, I had heard, I didn't know it was Jamie Oliver, but I'd heard that somebody found out by looking at what McDonald's is doing. So now they're going to be the good guys because they're not going to buy it anymore. They'd be buying it if they weren't caught. They'd keep buying it.
The funny thing about this is that Jamie Oliver and his show Food Nation, which is very cool, goes around trying to get kids to eat healthier, and he really goes after school districts to try and have them have healthier meals in the cafeteria. And so he goes after school districts to have them have healthier food. Then he goes after McDonald's. They take the pink slime out. And what do they do with the pink slime once McDonald's can't buy it? Put it back into school food.
Yeah. There you go.
Government at work.
800-510-8255. Any thoughts on this? Chef Louis DeAngelis is with Richie and Jennifer and me. Is this a good day time for thinking? 16 past the hour.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'm Bill Aberbeck, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, along with Richie and Jennifer and me. We're talking about the ultimate fate of pink slime, and more importantly, all these other things that are being done that are unnatural, unhealthy, unwholesome. They're irresponsible. They just—it's irrational that in this day and age, people would think that this was acceptable. It's not.
That they would take things that they formerly only put in dog food and give it to us.
Try to feed it to the children. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, but now I hear myself, oh, it's the children. Save the children. You're going to eat it, too. If you buy a hamburger or if you... you know, this stuff comes, it just goes around and around and around. And it's kind of like the cheese business, where everything gets used now. And when you buy, you go to the store and you look at the Kraft stuff that's there and it says American cheese or whatever other stuff,
right.
Wisconsin cheese.
Cheese whey product.
Comes from Russia and China and there's no cheese in it. And they get away with this stuff because those people that work for Kraft are now in the government making the regulations to take care of themselves. On to the locavore movement. Charge!
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Ooh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in.
This is
under the old
older black music.
Magic,
that is cool music.
In a spin,
that's very cool.
The spin I'm in,
Keely Smith.
Under the old black magic called love. I should stay away.
Dorothy Jacqueline Keely is your name. A song she did with her former husband, Louis Prima. Hey!
Ho, ho!
Ah!
Put off the fire!
I've always loved
it. I like it when you groove.
Yeah. I haven't even had any marriage. Well, I've had the hemp cheese, though. Maybe that's what's kept me going.
Oh, you're the number I have waited for!
Listen, you got to admit, this is cool.
Oh, I love this stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Very good.
Adam, the blues. You know where I first went with this?
What?
I'm watching your wife's hips as she dances to this.
Thank you.
Pervert.
Thank you for that.
No, this is very good music for the kind of dance.
She can dance to this, yes.
Yeah, of course she can.
The reggae, right. The salsa, the bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the big finish.
The night was clean.
No, wait a minute. What did you do? You finished. You didn't play the end of it. There it is. Here we go, big finish.
Oh, black magic.
Listen to you.
Wow.
I'm having fun no matter what anybody else is doing. Here's Lloyd Price. By the way, did I tell you Keely Smith was 80? I think I did, right? Born this day, 1932. Lloyd Price was born a year after that, on this day, 1933, March the 9th, 1933. He wrote a number of early pop hits, including this one, and Personality, I'm Going to Get Married.
They all sounded kind of the same.
They did. He owned a record label. He produced all of his own stuff. He was a booking agent for lots of early talent and wrote lots and lots of songs. Became a very wealthy guy. And his approach to the music just seemed kind of casual, as you hear in this.
He's one of the early guys back in that era that didn't get taken. For all of his money, because he owned it all.
He took it himself.
Right. Most of those guys back in those days, they got robbed blind.
Joyce Van Patten, married to she's the sister of Dick Van Patten, sorry. Her birthday is today. And there's Mickey Gilley to celebrate. Big country singer, Academy of Country Music, top male vocalist in 74, 75, and 76. Entertainer of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, Gilley's Smokin', Song of the Year, Don't the Girls Get Prettier, At Closing Time. What a great song.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, so he was born this day, 1936, which Jennifer would make him 76. Here we have the lead singer for Paul Revere and the Raiders. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, the lead singer. Marty Ingalls, remember him? The comedian and actor, his birthday is today. We have, who else we got in here? Mark Lindsay. I want you to try to find some more of their songs. Indian Reservation, remember that? All right, so Robin Trower would be next guitarist for Procol Harum, 67 today. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I always liked Procol Harum, White as Shade of Pale. This is another song even better called Conquistador.
Yeah, big music, music.
Yeah, a lot of big orchestration behind it. During that era of classic rock, when they did all that stuff. Jeffrey Osborne is 64 today, drummer and singer with LTD, also on his own. Martin Fry from ABC, 54 today. Tears Are Not Enough, Poison Arrow, You Hear Me, that sort of thing. Shannon Leto, drummer for 30 Seconds to Mars, is 42 today. And Emmanuel Lewis was Webster.
Webster!
41 today.
Yeah. Loved him. He's so cute.
Our date with Hollywood's most honored leading ladies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
One of the awards that makes Movies for Grownups truly unique is the category of Best Grown-Up Love Story. And accepting this year's award for Best Grown-Up Love Story on behalf of the Iron Lady, I'm deeply honored to present the great Miss Meryl Streep.
That's actor-director Kenneth Branagh at this year's Movies for Grownups Awards Gala in Beverly Hills, February 6th. The crowd at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel rose to its feet to greet a clearly delighted Meryl Streep, who accepted on behalf of herself and her co-star, Jim Broadbent.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Jim, who could not be here tonight, I thought this was an award for the cutest couple, like in high school, but... And he is undoubtedly the cutest part of this couple.
Oscar nominee Janet McTeer introduced Glenn Close, winner of our Best Actress Award for Albert Nobbs, a film Close worked 15 years to bring to the screen.
Thank you, Janet. I can't think of anybody that I would want to get this award for more than Janet, because my dearest dream when I grow up is to be as tall as Janet McTeer. This movie was indeed a great dream of mine, but it's about somebody who many of us would say has a very little dream. One thing that this journey has taught me, that there is no such thing as a little dream. Thank you so much.
Other honorees attending our big night included Martin Scorsese, Sharon Stone, and Max von Sydow. The premier sponsor of this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Gala was Sycamore Entertainment. You can see and hear more at AARP.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
After the hour now, we have the pleasure of Chef Louis DeAngelis' company. Also, you have the pleasure of Rich McFadden's company and Jennifer Horn and me as well. Spring is, let's see, 2 weeks. Actually, not even 2 weeks. Week from next Wednesday.
I think it's, yeah, coming up.
First day of spring.
I'm ready.
And with that, down in Florida where Louis is, they have 24/7, 12 months a year.
Right.
Things are
it's
going
always spring.
There.
Yeah.
Right, and in California, depending on where you are, same sort of thing. So, but that doesn't mean the rest of us either are able to or can embrace that. So those of us who live sort of in the northern, northern and normal climes, have seasons and we can grow our veggies in the springtime or at least start them. And hopefully in some areas where you have, like North Carolina, South Carolina, you can have a two-season growth. Now people are planting their spring veggies in the Carolinas, and they plant them in July.
I planted my crops this weekend.
Yeah, you can do it in California.
And my then, crops have a little tiny garden, by the way.
Well, they run through a normal cycle for most crops, 60 to 90 days. All right? Done. Corn's a little longer than that, maybe 90 to 100 days. So if you got 200 days in your growing season, which is common in the Carolinas, you get two seasons of growth. So you have the carrots and the lettuce and the onions and all the things, the root veggies. You put them in the ground now, and they're going to mature, and you distribute them, sell them on your own place, wherever it is, and then you till the soil and you start over again.
Okay, so you do. This is I'm going to ask you the really dumbest question of the day. But I planted carrots, turnips, broccoli, asparagus, and tomatoes. Now, I know the asparagus and the tomatoes will keep producing, correct?
Well, the asparagus you can leave in the ground pretty much all the time.
Okay, but like when I pull out the carrots, I have to put in new carrot seeds or a new carrot plant
once
I pull it out.
Yes.
Turnips? Really? Turnips?
I love turnips.
Turnips
love,
are good if you fix them the right way.
Turnips.
Butter is
I love
right?
them
Lily,
raw.
What's the most creative way to serve turnips and stuff that on the surface, kind of like Brussels sprouts, don't taste so good?
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts, too.
Eat them.
Oh, I love
Brussels sprouts.
I like to take turnips and cut them on a nice angle so you have these nice long pieces of it and just saute them with a nice butter garlic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had cooked turnips because my family, I mean, we've always
make like mashed potatoes.
Raw, cut up.
No. Mashed potatoes, just like
so
mashed
good.
Potatoes. Yeah, you do like that. Or mix them. My father, who grew up on turnips, because in his day, that was the only thing people could afford. They were cheap. So they used to have, that was their main vegetable at my father's house growing up with his grandmother and his aunts. They ate turnips all the time. Very seldom had meat. But turnips was a real staple. So he always got me to plant turnips in my garden, and then we would creatively mix them with sometimes butternut squash, or you'd mix them with potatoes more often than not, and cauliflower. It'd be an interesting taste there, Louie. I don't know if you've ever done that. You mash up the cauliflower. I remember this like now. I even can smell the aroma in my head of the mashed up cauliflower, mashed up turnips, mashed up potatoes, I don't know that we ever put squash together with all of that because, you know, it doesn't really, the white stuff goes together. It was color. I mean, I don't know if anything bad would happen if we put turnip with squash, but it just seemed like we put all the white things together. And it really was, although...
So that's where you learned to cook.
Mother used a lot of butter. Will you be quiet? Louis, so is it like normally the tradition you want to not mix colors, or does it make a difference?
Oh, let me tell you something. That's the wonderful thing about especially vegetables like turnips and potatoes. You take these hard vegetables and mash them and make a whipped blend of it. I do it with regular potatoes, sweet potatoes, and believe it or not, peanut. Little peanut butter, and I'll put all three together and make a swirl out of it.
Uh-huh.
And they're all root vegetables. They're all hard vegetables, and they come out just wonderfully. And well, I'll tell you what, you have a plate of that with a nice side dish of a green vegetable.
You can make a meal out of it.
You don't even miss the meat.
Yeah, in the summertime, I live out of the garden, as you know. So I'm just thinking, I said, we're planning now what to put in. There's a person who's come onto the farm is doing some work there, and she wants to have a large part in my garden, and I'm thinking of letting her because I want the garden to be well cared for. Sometimes I have time, sometimes I don't. I put everything in, and then who knows where it goes. But in this circumstance, I could just imagine throwing some turnip in the ground and potatoes. I always like to grow potatoes. They're easy. And
the flowers are so good, too.
What do you mean, the flowers?
The potato plant, the actual potato flower that comes out, the big green.
Right. Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people don't realize, Doug, we talk about this thing called a money garden.
Yeah.
You know, a garden like you have, or a garden like anybody has, a 20-by-20 garden in your backyard, like Jennifer, I don't know what size yours is, they figured it out, okay, that it's a 25-to-1 savings ratio by putting in a garden.
Uh-huh.
In other words, $100 worth of seeds and fertilizer.
Okay, so seeds, not plants, because plants can be pricey.
Right, with seeds and fertilizer, $100 worth. Yeah. Even if it was $100 worth of the little plants, they're like $2, $3 for like tomato plants, will yield $2,500 worth of vegetables during that growing season. And the ones that work the best, that means lettuce, bell peppers, carrots, garden peas, the super snappy kind, and then the sandwich steak tomatoes. If you just those six items, that gives you a lot of good things to have every night. You can can it. You can freeze a lot of them. But $100 worth will give you $2,500 worth of vegetables back. It's been proven over and over. And there's a website called The Money Garden. Burpee Seeds developed this idea 10 years ago. And it's still relevant today.
Yeah. And there are so many things that you can do. I'm fortunate that I have land. The garden is about a quarter of an acre, and so you can imagine we grow things there for everybody. All the people on the farm help themselves. That's why I do it. They can have veggies all summer long, and we start, you know, the usual peas and lettuce, and always some of it goes to waste because I grow way more than I could use, so I feed what's left of the cows. But there's, you know, so much you can do, and when it comes to even in my climate where we have probably 100 and maybe 140 days, maybe 140 growing days that you can count on. Lettuce will mature in 30 days. Spinach will mature in 35, 40 days. Cabbages in 60 days. Most of this stuff, the early stuff, you can turn it over 2-3 times even in that period. Now,
so,
when it gets hot, maybe later on you got to water it a little bit. But basically, it is all water. Those things have vitamins in them and water, depending on what's actually in the soil. And then you go to stuff that takes a little longer. I mean, peas, you could probably get a couple of turns on peas. They don't like the hot weather, though, so that wouldn't probably work. Some of the early corn, you can, if you put it in the ground, if it's warm enough, the ground's warm enough 1st of May, you can be done with it by July 4th and then put in an 80-day corn or something that will be ready for mid-September. You know, if you are
let's
working,
say you just
want
to do a small garden in the backyard.
Yeah.
Like for example, my I live in Washington D.C., so my yard is
you got a pretty good backyard.
Yeah,
though.
It's a good size.
Yeah.
But you throw a swing set and a shed and all that stuff in a patio and everything, and you know you start to eat up your backyard. But you know, we do some pots, the big pots out on the patio for some tomatoes and stuff. But let's say you wanted to do pots or just a small garden, like a 10 by 10 or 8 by 8 type
container
thing.
Container gardens are really popular right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. How big, how deep should I make that, you know, I see where they take a lot of these boards that are 12 inches wide, and they make the square, and then they put the dirt in it. Is that deep enough?
That's
way?
A raised garden.
Yes, yeah.
All you really need is to turn over what you have a good 6-8 inches down and buy yourself a couple of bags of either, you know, cow manure or some good mix and put it into it. And I've got sand here where I live. It's nothing but sand. And I've mixed the, you know, stuff for my horses and a couple of bags of cow manure.
You can do
and
that.
It's the best soil in the world.
Hey, Richie, I'll be happy to bring you down a truckle of cow manure.
Bring it on down.
You know what? I don't understand.
The most popular guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Louis.
Look at it like this. People go out and spend hundreds of dollars on a weekend to buy flowers and shrubs, and they work at them. You mean you really have to work at these things.
I'm going
to
do it productively. Yeah.
Yeah, to make them look right, and you spend hundreds of dollars for this. Where a little 20 by 20 or 10 by 10 garden costs you $20, $30. It takes no work. Vegetable gardens really don't take a lot of work. They just need a little bit of water, a little bit of fertilizer once in a while, and that's
take
it.
Take the weeds
and
out.
And the yield is so great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really very cool. We have some things that you could start growing now, depending on where you are, and you can harvest them later on in, you know, in the next month or so. The money garden is the focus here. Louis DeAngelis, our chef, is on board. Stand by for some more tips on what you can grow in your garden. What is the, what's, who is it? What's the lady's, the young woman's name?
Mary Mary. By Quaker.
How does your garden grow? That's it. Very good, Louis. You've done it. You've gotten an A-plus for children's literature.
16 Doug's mind.
Yeah. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 13 and change before the hour. Jennifer and Richie and Chef Louie are talking about your garden, plans for your garden. What are you going to do? Would you like to have a garden? Maybe if you didn't think you could, now you know you can. Window boxes. Go buy some. How many windows do you have on the lower extremes of your house? If you don't have any land or not much, or using it all for, as Richie was suggesting, his yards full of toys for children. Okay, so most houses have 14, 15, 16 windows on the lower, if it's a traditional sort of two-decker house, even a ranch house. 14, 15 windows around the house. So you get one of these little garden boxes, window boxes, and you put it underneath each window, and you grow, or you can just put it around the base of the house. There are tons of ways you could be creative. You can make them. You don't have to buy them. Just make them out of scraps, old 2x4s, 1x4s, 1x6s around. What are you laughing at? What is so funny? Why are you laughing?
You what? Kill me.
What? What do you mean?
What's I'm sure wrong? My neighbors would love that. Making a box out of 2x4s and hanging them on my windows out in front of the house.
You know what? If they don't like it, tell them to go move somewhere else.
My neighbors would like that.
Yeah. Do what you want. Yeah.
Block the bars.
Block the bars.
Hey, and don't forget, not just vegetables. What about herbs?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What herbs should we be? What are the most popular herbs?
I planted mint, Italian parsley, chives, and I'm still looking for basil and rosemary.
Mm-mm. Basil and rosemary are the easiest ones to grow. I mean, rosemary just grows. I mean, God, you turn your back on it and come back in 3 months and the thing's 4 foot high. Just so simple. And the funny part about it is go buy some fresh herbs and see what they charge you. $3 for this little pouch with 1.5 ounces of sprigs in it. And it costs you nothing to grow it at home. It doesn't make sense. And they'll last all. You put them in a pot, so if you're up north in the winter months, you take it inside. It makes a beautiful plant. There's nothing that smells better than walking past a rosemary or a basil bush. Huh.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
Fantastic.
So
and oregano.
What's the temperature need to be?
Depends on what the vegetable is. Go ahead, Louie.
Let's do herbs.
You got to wait.
Well, you know, the herbs, you're not going to, they'll die once it starts getting close to freezing. They'll go dormant. They won't grow once it's in the 40s. But for the most part, you know, by the time, you know, when fall comes around, if you have them in pots, bring them in. And first sign of spring, like right now, it'll grow great outside. We had a very mild winter. And, you know, they just keep growing. They just keep getting bigger.
Okay.
Rosemary, basil, oregano. Oregano spreads like a weed. Mint grows like crazy. And the rest of them grow like big bushes. And don't forget, another great plant is the thistle plant, because then you can get artichokes out of that. And the thistle plant will last 5 years and produce. It's a gorgeous bush. It becomes almost like a private hedge. And it'll grow, for 5 years, it'll produce artichokes. If you ever went to buy artichokes at $2 to $3 a piece during the fall season, you'll be so grateful you had these things in your yard.
You know, it was perception. I'm listening to Richie, and I'm so glad that I've gotten, you know, we tease each other, kid each other about how we've influenced each other through our lives. When I started, Louie, working with Richie 15 years ago, I would no more have thought that I could get him interested in growing a garden than I could get him to jump off of the top of the Empire State Building.
Cro-Magnon, big forehead.
Okay. Yeah. But,
well, I mean, also, I was, what, 34?
Yeah, times change.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is, this is a great family activity. You're teaching your children about how things grow and what life is all
about. And that's the main
about.
Reason I want to do it. I could really care less for me.
Well, but it's good for you, too, because it's good
healthy
food.
You like fresh mint.
You know, you need to have a little celery with all that beer.
That's very good. Chicken wings, baby.
Yeah. All right, Louie, thanks. Chef Louie DeAngelis.
Watch your back.
51 after the hour.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The latest legislation in the pipeline on Capitol Hill? Well, it deals with a pipeline. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was a Republican effort to get the Keystone Oil Pipeline back on track. A Republican amendment proposed in the Senate yesterday concerning that pipeline, which would send Canadian oil to the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Obama administration has blocked the project as Canadian oil officials consider proposing a new route. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell listed the reasons why the president is wrong in opposing the pipeline.
At a moment when millions are out of work, gas prices are literally skyrocketing, and the Middle East is in turmoil. We've got a president who's up making phone calls trying to block a pipeline here at home.
Response from the White House and spokesman Jay Carney.
We hope that the Congress will act in an appropriate fashion and not waste its time with ineffectual sham legislation that has no impact on the price of gas.
In the end, the Republican amendment to move the Keystone Pipeline project forward required 60 votes to pass. The vote came up short.
The amendment is not agreed to.
So there you go. Now, over in the House of Representatives, other legislation was being debated and a vote was taken there.
The yeas are 390, the nays are 23, the bill is passed.
We even had a gavel on that one. That vote of approval was for legislation aimed at helping small businesses by cutting red tape and easing regulatory burdens on small business and startup companies. Bipartisan support for that bill, which is also supported by the White House. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Teddy. This is for Snow Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
March is always a great time to get out for skiing and riding, softening snow, and, of course, plenty of wide-open trails and cool events lined up as well. I was at Okemo in Vermont yesterday. True definition of spring skiing, soft, easy to turn in hero snow, down to just a t-shirt, no gloves, and enjoying the sunshine. Neshoba Valley in Massachusetts, all 17 runs running strong. They have tubing terrain as well. Their March Meltdown Pond Skimming event takes place this weekend at Neshoba. Ragged in New Hampshire with up over 30 runs. Jack Frost in the Poconos with over 20 trails and 6 miles. They still ride up near full operation. Heading out west, Monarch in Colorado with over 60 trails. Alta in Utah with 95% of the mountain and 21 acres. Win lift tickets daily by getting snow news at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the market closed with some gains yesterday. The Dow finishing with a 71-point gain to 12,908. NASDAQ up 35 points. S&P up 13. As we continue to track prices at the pump, let's pull in
and fill it up.
According to the AAA National Gas Survey, the average for a gallon of regular is holding at just under $3.76 a gallon. No increase today, and actually a slight decrease over the past 3 days. Even so, we're still paying 27 cents a gallon more than we were a month ago. On the campaign trail, the four Republican presidential hopefuls concentrating on upcoming contests in Alabama, Mississippi, and Kansas. Mitt Romney will be in Jackson, Mississippi today, and Birmingham, Alabama as well. Newt Gingrich with campaign events in several areas of Mississippi today, along with a rally tonight in Alabama. Rick Santorum and Ron Paul are campaigning in Kansas. Santorum starting his day with an event in Mobile, Alabama, if any of this means anything to you. President Obama, by the way, will be talking about the economy during a trip to Prince George, Virginia today. Closing notes. First, a reminder for all those who live in areas where the clocks change twice a year. This weekend, we do it again. Daylight saving time begins this Sunday, and yes, it's saving, not savings. Anyway, most Americans will spring forward, moving their clocks ahead 1 hour and losing an hour of sleep in the process. Hawaii and most of Arizona do not observe daylight saving time, nor do U.S. territories of Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The recent changes to begin daylight saving time in March instead of April were made to save energy. Daylight saving decreases the amount of sunlight in the morning, but allows more light to be available in the evening by moving ahead 1 hour. And don't forget to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors as well. Finally, before going to bed tomorrow night, many of us will check out the new HBO movie about the 2008 presidential campaign called Game Change, which focuses on the Republican vice presidential candidate during that campaign, Sarah Palin, played by Julianne Moore in the movie. Will the former presidential candidate, Senator John McCain, watch this movie?
It's based on a book that was innuendo, unsubstantiated remarks, quotes that were unattributable. Of course I wouldn't watch such a thing. I had better use of my time.
Too bad. Would love to know what Senator McCain thinks of Ed Harris's performance, who plays McCain in the movie. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Fish. Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.